This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says that he is committed to pressing for peace. This is despite Russian attacks on civilians that have stunned the world. He told the Associated Press in an interview Saturday that he is renewed in his plan for more weapons ahead of an expected surge in fighting in the country's east. Zelensky looked visibly exhausted, yet animated, by a drive to persevere a day after at least 52 people were killed in a strike on a train station in the eastern city of Kramatorsk. The attack came after evidence of civilian killings emerged as Russian troops withdrew from the outskirts of the capital, Kyiv. Civilian evacuations moved forward in patches of battle-scarred eastern Ukraine on Saturday. This is a day after a missile strike killed at least 52 people and wounded more than 100 at the train station where the thousands clamored to leave before an expected Russian onslaught. In the wake of the attack in Kramatorsk, several European leaders made efforts to show solidarity with Ukraine, with Austrian Chancellor Karl Nehammer and British Prime Minister Boris Johnson visiting Kyiv, the city that Russia failed to capture and where troops retreated days ago. Johnson met with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky in a surprise visit in which he alleged new military assistance, including 120 armored vehicles and new anti-ship missile systems.